This is a CKTZ News update. Sometime over the next few months, the forestry sector will embark upon a publicity campaign to change the way British Columbians think about logging. Bob Brash, Executive Director of the Truck Loggers Association, TLA, is reaching out to municipal mayors and councils to explore ways they can cooperate. Quote, "There is already significant lobbying towards government from many different directions on forestry sector matters. In this regard, if your council is amenable, we would like an opportunity to further discuss these matters at your earliest convenience to explore how we can work together. I will contact you in the near future to explore any possibilities," he wrote in a form letter. The matter came up at Campbell River's August 9th council meeting, where Director Charlie Cornfield explained,
"We are going through a lot of challenges right now in forestry, whether it's the logging old growth to adjusting tenures. And Bob Brash did mention, I was just looking at the main purpose of the letters to inform you of our general intentions, and more importantly, to work with you on either refining such messaging or finding other means for collaboration."
TLA provided the following core messaging points and is asking municipalities for help refining them. Quote, "BC's forestry sector remains vital to the provincial economy, and many resource communities are dependent on its ongoing success. Over 100,000 people in BC are dependent on the forestry sector continuing to succeed. Government decisions on old growth and other protections will potentially impact the industry dramatically, with consequential impacts to jobs, families, and communities. We will soon present you with information to confirm this. BC's forests are the most sustainably and independently certified forests in the world. BC's forests provide one of the most significant sources for climate mitigation and sustainable building. The forestry sector and those working in it can and will change to meet ever-evolving expectations. There are ample opportunities to provide a balanced solution. The development of new products and markets do not materialize overnight, and reasonable transition strategies and timelines must be considered. If decisions are made that seriously erode the forestry sector in certain regions, real and measurable transition plans must be in place with appropriate funding to implement. In the decision-making process, it is critical for government to ensure those truly dependent on the forestry resource have opportunity for real input, and the necessary socio-economic studies are done in advance of any final decisions by government. Decisions that impact the land base supporting BC's forest sector need to be based on credible data and science," Cornfield added.
He requested other means for collaboration, and I would like to refer it to your worship for coming up with a means of collaborating with the TLA and working with them to refine the message. So,
to which Campbell River Mayor Andy Adams replied,
"So, Councillor Cornfield, if I can just help out, is that just direction for myself to contact Mr. Brash to come back with options for council's consideration?"
Right. Thank
Second.
You.
Okay, any further discussion? Anyone opposed? That is carried.